Do you pour yourself yet? No answer. How do you expect people to pour themselves when they're living in a generation where men are lovers of their own self? That's a sort of a controversial thing, huh? Did I not speak plain?
Oh, yes.
Do you pray yourself yet? Even the way you're worshiping this morning? No unity.
No.
No oneness of spirit. Not here, are you? Do you pray yourself yet? Or the way you act in your iniquity to show out to let people see what you're doing. I ask you again, do you abhor yourself yet?
Yes. Amen.
Well, how do you get people to do that when living in a generation where men are lovers of their own self? They like what they're doing. I can see a porridge come out of your eyes. Listen towards me.
Oh, glory to the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Don't abhor yourself yet.
Amen.
Well, until you do, you're going to sit around with a bunch of boils all over you. You're going to see your family fall apart. You're going to see all the accomplishments that you thought you've accomplished disintegrate.
Yes. Amen.
And it's like anything. As I sit in my house and think about this, say, well, how do I deal with this? And when I do it, even to you people,
hallelujah.
You sit there and you say, what's wrong with him? Yeah, what is wrong with me? Either I'm totally wrong or I'm 100% right.
Amen.
So if I'm making the judgment on you, I'm either wrong or I'm right.
Amen.
Do you abhor yourself yet?
Yes.
What kind of a judge did you think that was?
Righteous.
Oh, yeah, what do I hope to obtain? I made a judgment. And I said, do you abhor yourself yet?
Amen.
And I can tell you, you do not do it. You love yourself.
Oh,
I look right in your face.
Oh, my God.
Lovers of their own self.
Yes,
I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I don't give a damn who it hurts.
Oh, my Lord.
Proud. Boasters. Not the next word. Not the next word. In a book. Blasphemers. He looked over Jerusalem. Everybody was hollering, Hosanna! See, now, when I start to do this, I can tell you, just by this crowd here, who should already know it, how many out there you think know this?
Amen.
When we don't know. My people do not know.
Hallelujah.
Now, what am I supposed to do with that? Are you God's people?
Amen.
Yeah.
Is it fair for me? I live among you. Is it fair for me to say they don't know?
Amen.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And you're haughty. I know. So that's just golden, huh?
My Lord.
We like to answer with silence. I call it silent rebellion.
Yes.
Never heard that from nobody else. Identified so much right here.
Amen.
Oh, how this world would like me to be silent.
Oh, yes.
How you would like me to be silent so we can hear what you got to say.
Oh, my God.
And when I came in this place some years ago and I told you that every man's mouth.
Amen.
And then I went far enough to say that even if I'm speaking as a man,
yes.
It must be stopped.
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Man's mouth. That's yours, 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 yours.
Yes.
When's the last time you stopped your mouth?
Thank you.
If I didn't stop it, the tongues that run around here.
Oh, Jesus.
I almost thought this morning, I kept listening. Sister Burgess, you weren't so loud this morning. And I walked in the back room and I thought, oh no. No. Then I heard her raise her voice a little bit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to stop your mouth.
No.
Just fill it. Fill it full of praise. Yeah, that's where we all respond. With Anna. And then they forget. See, if I try to explain to you, and that's something that God specifically told me not to do, but I want you to understand so much. I don't like being around people who are void of understanding. God wants us to understand Him so much. Because He's doing so many things that are way beyond our understanding. See, Brother Brown over there just sitting there, boy. He's looking at me and.
God bless you, Jesus.
He wants to understand, but not as much as I want him to understand.
Praise the Lord.
Be no longer wise. What? A phrase to precede understanding.
Amen.
See? All I do is take a little phrase.
Right.
Yeah. Be not unwise, but understand. How many of you understand that phrase? Why is he talking to us like that now? Why? Look at the sun shining. I did my thing. I came to church. I got up and I. Does he understand I'm serving the Lord today? Well, I don't care. See, in fact, you sang the song that I was going to sing when I came in. I don't know what you came to do. Too many of us come to show out. That's why God won't let us testify anymore. Because we've already testified in the past, and we're not living up to our testimony.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't understand why he's talking like that. Then I try to explain to you. I could proclaim, for instance, it's a man that you've heard me talk about over here in Mount Pleasant. Now, Mount Pleasant is about 70 miles out of the way. I've been there. I've been there several times because that's where my little wife used to run around. That's where she met the little gentleman. Driving that camper over there. Why wouldn't you go to Mount Pleasant? Pleasant place to be. See, now you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You have no idea why I'm saying it like that, do you? But I have told you in the past about this man from Mount Pleasant.
Hallelujah.
Who calls over here.
Bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I told you about Mike from Nashville.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Who haven't I spoken about? As I cry aloud, spread and show God's people their sin. And the house of Jacob, their transgression. You have no transgression, do you? That's why you won't pray like you ought to pray. Forgive us our trespasses. As, well, boy, that's going to keep you busy then, ain't it? That'll keep you busy forgiving, won't it? If you're going to forgive trespass as you long to be forgiven of yours, forgive us our trespasses as we are forgiven. I don't know what I'm talking about. But your eyes tell me. Your face tells me you don't have no conception of what I'm talking about. There's no transgressions here. See, that is.
Glory.
I mentioned to someone again the last couple of days. I said, we don't realize it's just a few. Well, if you was going to analyze that with this, we are fewer than we've ever been.
Amen.
But we don't think that we still have too many.
Mm. Oh God.
God has cut it down to one.
Ooh.
And you've heard me say over the years, looks like I'm going to have to be the last man standing.
Mm.
It's one.
Amen.
And I even told you that too. Can I tell them? You think if I tell them, they won't mock me again?
Oh, Jesus.
Or will they? Why? Oh, they will? Why? Because mocking will come.
Amen.
Walking after their own lust.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be standing. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
You want to try it? Not a one was waiting for me when I came out of the tomb. Now, to update that, it's simply this. Not a one will be waiting for me when I come again. Because that's what happened when he came out of the tomb. He came again. That's it. He was born, then he died, then he was resurrected. The whole pattern. So he came again. He had told his precious little old chosen ones. I don't see how you folk can sit there like that. I really can't. I have so much trouble when I'm alone saying, what's wrong with these people? Why won't they respond righteously? They're not hungry. They're so sedate. I'm rich.
Amen.
I'm increased with good, man. I have learned a lot. Just haven't learned Christ.
Glory.
And then you say, who in the world can talk to us like that?
Glory.
Huh?
Glory. Glory, Jesus.
They said that about Jesus.
They
said it about Paul.
Yes,
and they picked them all apart, saying, you guys ain't got the right to talk to us like that.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
And you folks don't pay any attention to the pattern. That ain't going to happen to me. Well, even this morning you went astray in coming to worship. Because you came for your own identity.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
That increases me to your heart, doesn't it?
Mm.
Mm.
Doesn't it make you love me?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Now, wicked Jesus said in the adulterous generation, that just endears us to his heart, don't we? Doesn't that? Hmm? So I said, you seek after the sign. Huh? What's wrong with that? Well, because you're an adulterous generation. You're an unfaithful generation.
Amen.
Your generation has no faith. All you have faith in yourself. And what you know. Not a one. And that's the best I can do with it, God. You spoke a whole lot louder than that to me.
Hallelujah.
And you put it in my heart so I can cry to the whole world. The God filled everywhere, not a one. Not a one.
Lord.
See what I told you when I walked through the door? When I said, I was listening. Sister Burgess, she wasn't doing like he's doing. Well, she was doing, but she was sort of subdued.
Amen.
See, here I'm trying to explain it to you. See, and you sat right here. And you.
Amen.
And then I walked to the door because I just stood back there. I kept listening for her. I didn't hear. Then finally I heard her say, subdued.
Yes.
A little bit subdued. I said, ah.
You
better hang in there because you're the one who kept saying, come on now, come on, come on, come on now. You might be the only one in your whole family. You showed your family, every one of them. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Would you tell these people what you declared to your family and everybody else? And we're going to use the word A. The A prophet is the prophet. And if you believe you are a prophet, then you ought to stop challenging the prophet. Because anybody ought to know who the prophet is, it ought to be a prophet. Anybody ought to know who the prophet is, somebody spiritual. And we've quoted that here dozens of times. But you know, you just sort of halfway.
Hallelujah.
When I do that, I'm the prophet. When I do that, I'm not the prophet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus was a prophet.
Yeah.
When he spoke destruction, he wasn't a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he can't do his own.
Amen.
And he spoke a war on Jerusalem. They don't know. They don't know. They read the Bible. They study the Bible. They don't need no prophet. They got their own revelation. Well, I wonder why he's talking like that to this house.
Glory, glory.
Because I have a bunch of people here that think you're spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
And you might say, oh, he knows. And then you go around doing things that you know I know. That what you're doing ain't right. And I can't talk to you. Or you say, hey, amen, and then... Brother Brown?
The people of the are still talking against the
no.
Doors.
Whenever you do anything contrary to what I've taught you, you're talking against me.
Amen.
You're disagreeing with me.
Amen.
Amen.
There's one thing I try to teach you people. Forgive me, Lord, for saying try. I always feel so inadequate. I haven't tried, I told you. Will you save yourself from this untoward generation?
Amen.
It's amazing how things happen to me because I step up here and I go to my phone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been battling with that one. Just like I figured. Is that all you're going to give me, Dad? That won't last a penny. Is that all you're going to give me, Prophet? A reproof and a rebuke? That won't last a payday.
My Lord. Oh, God.
You don't like the way I do it, do you? You just don't like the way I take those mythical stories in the Bible and words and apply them to modern day thinking. Is that all you're going to give me, Prophet? A rebuke? You ain't going to give me more than that. I mean, you know, you ought to rebuke me sharply. You're just going to give me a mild rebuke? No. No, the longer I stand here, the more I'm going to fill up with a rebuke. Why? So we get sound in the faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus comes, he's looking for faith.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
How's your faith?
Lord.
See? They said about the fellow from, of course, this happened 3 or 4 times in the last couple of days. It's like they're small. I walk in and they come down. What more can he give?
Hallelujah.
You think I can make my daughter realize that I've given her more than I should have given her?
Yes, true, Lord.
You realize that I've given you more than I should have given you?
Thank you, Father.
I give you a nice place to stay.
Thank
God
you.
Help me to do it.
Thank you.
Yes, he did.
Thank
you,
Father.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, he did. So when the spirit of rule rises, stay in your place.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord.
They wander and wander and wander. They'll wander. Wander. W-O-N-D-E-R.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant wandering. They wandered in the wilderness. Wandered. No certain dwelling place, didn't know what they were doing.
Amen.
And got mad at Moses over and over again.
Amen.
It's a pattern.
Jesus.
He said, Moses, you do all things according to the pattern.
Amen.
And so when Moses leading God's people, they rebelled and murmured against him. No. Jesus became the example. And the fulfillment of the pattern. He fulfilled the whole pattern. So you follow Jesus, but they murmured against Jesus. They murmured against Moses. Ain't no murmuring going against me here, huh? You know, sometimes you folk speak a word of compliment, but it's in the form of flattery. I don't like flattery. I just don't like it. And God don't like it either.
No. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Cannot see afar off.
Amen.
That's why you and I had 10 years of almost separation, brother. Because I saw a whole lot further ahead than you did.
Hallelujah.
You better believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And for years and years, I'd reject you.
Yes.
Right here in this tabernacle.
Yes.
I call your name.
Yes.
I say, well, my two witnesses are at it again. Because they sent me an email or some way to let me know that they were And the day he told me, got a house in Jerusalem. Then he's so mad. And it's really remarkable that I even now let him come. Even now. Well, God's got a way. He does not rebel anymore. He does not. This could be the last time. You just change the look on your eyes, Charlie. You don't know what you're doing, man. You don't know what you're doing. You're doing what Charlie likes to do. You too. God forbid. I hope he never, ever, ever, ever says, let Mark move back on the ground. I don't want to deal with that no more, God. I don't want to deal with it. It tore my heart out with that. Contributed to the rebellion of Stan, Cassie. Yeah, him. They were fussing about him. He was fussing about them. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Isn't this something? Isn't this something? You people sit here and you don't know who have I not dealt with. Huh? The other day I got a note from somebody from the New York Times. Would y'all please say that? New York Times. He said, I'm a writer for the New York Times. You all say that, please? Now, what the hell is somebody from the New York Times writing to me? Well, because you see, a couple of years ago, see, I'm trying to explain it. It won't work, will it? I'm writing an article about Craig Beck. Isn't that something? What in the world did God do when a few years ago he had Craig Mack show up here? And how he used Craig Mack in that name. And now the New York Times wants to write about Craig Mack. I wonder whether it contacted me. God would like to know about his church. I wonder why he contacts me.
Amen.
And to who did he send me to?
His church.
Hallelujah. And then he says, just a few. And I watch it get fewer and fewer and fewer. He said, can I talk to somebody down about Craig Mack? I wrote him back and said, come here.
Amen.
I said, come here, I'll let you talk to his wife, his sister. And even I had a fuss with her the other day. Remember? What did I fuss at you about? She told me they just sent him how much more money? You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? Mm-hmm. And she got it. She didn't tell me. I said, why'd you tell me? Because the more they give you, the more that love of money will hold on to you. So don't give in to that. I don't want it. You know that, don't you? Huh? Well, but at least let me know so we know how to deal with it.
Right, right.
Huh? Yeah, see. I said to Jenny, she said, yeah, they just sent me 50,000 more. And that's probably just a needle in the haystack. What they owe Craig Mack. They robbed them of millions. When Craig Mack pulled up here one morning, Oh, damn this house. I even hate to talk to them because their eyes glass over.
I don't know why he's talking about Craig Mack.
I told you how I even got on the station.
Yes.
I caught this 14,000 a month. Say it, Peter Brain. Say it. I took that WSNR all night long. When they came to me, why me? Why are you here? Why me? Why did Jesus come to you? Why you? Why him?
Hallelujah.
Came to his own. Had all the identifying marks. Fulfilled the scriptures of the prophets. Why did they receive Jesus? Because they had Moses and they had the prophets.
Amen.
And I'm going to believe even if I rise from the dead. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. Then neither will they believe. The one, three days later, he died and he arose from the dead. And his apostles didn't believe it. Even his apostles. See, you folks need to stop this pin party. You have no reason to be ignorant.
That's right.
No. None at all.
Yeah.
Don't you know Satan's advisors want you to speak against the prophet?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's to make you think you're better than the prophet?
Yeah.
Then I'll say, if you get as good as the prophet, how good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that to be as good as me? Because it's not good.
Yeah.
What do you want to be like the prophet? Let's be like Jesus.
Yeah.
He was meek and lowly in heart.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to be like the prophet? Would you like to take the abuse that I take?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you drink of the cup that I got to drink of? Come on.
Also, thou son of man.
Also, thou son of man. Now, there we are again. Son of man. No one even touches it. Very vividly, when one day God said to me, you are the son of man. And he did that to the brothers. When I started preaching, I didn't. And Brother Rick was the first one to begin to identify me as a son of man. And then he died that testimony. Because he died preaching about the son of man. The sign. I'll be excited. Yeah. Yeah, my friend from Mount Pleasant. Called this morning. Why, he said, I saw your website. You're on 1530. He said, that comes in real good over here. Now, that is a unique thing. I told you how I got on that station. We just don't let dark, do we? There was one station years ago that I wanted to get on because WCKY, 1530, out of Cincinnati, Ohio, covers everything east of the Mississippi River, from Canada to Cuba, loud and clear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look. Jesus Christ went to Calvary. shedded blood and covered all your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
He's our covering, man. He'll be a comfort. You can pull him up. He'll keep you warm. The Comforter has come. One thing about the prophet, he's full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Full of the Word.
Yes.
And that Word don't always talk well about you. Show my people. I try to tell you what your major sin is, you neglect. And every time something don't work out in your life, it's because of your neglect. You neglect your God first. Come on. Then you're not addressing anything else that God gives you. So you folk neglect the prophet. Try to replace him. That's one thing the prophet cannot do and don't even want to do. I'm not going to try to replace him. That's the spirit of Antichrist. That is the spirit of Antichrist. He's against.
Huh?
So I'm against all you who are against.
Right.
1530 was the most expensive station that we had, and we had it for years.
Thank you, Lord.
It would cost between 8,000 and 10,000 per month.
Amen.
Say it, please. Say it. Now, maybe I'll stop right now and get me an offering.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, the reason I'm talking about it, because the man said, I went to your website, and I saw that you're on 1530. Now, we are, but we have no contract with. In fact, I told you for years I never would sign their contract. It was always a verbal. Says your brother said, do you want to continue? I said, sure. And that's it.
Right.
I sent him a check. That's a good contract.
Amen.
You're not going to move, are you? Oh, you're not going to show any kind of softness or hard. $10,000 a month. And I got it that cheap because they agreed that they would let me be a radio agency.
Hallelujah.
So when you contract with stations, if you're an agency, they give you 20% back.
Amen.
I repeat. See, I'm an agent for the kingdom. And God's going to give me eternal life back.
Hallelujah.
I'm an ambassador for Christ, and I got immunity.
Yeah.
Boy, if you don't think I have immunity, you're crazy. If God would make me pay, although he has made me remember, but if he'd make me pay for all the wicked things that I've done, I deserve nothing but hell. But he paid a debt.
Yes.
And I can't sit like that. I can't just sit there. I just can't do it. When I first went on WCKY, I went on. It was a big station. I couldn't get on because it wanted too much money.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He wept over Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Everybody was hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Mm.
Oh, yes.
The prophet. You couldn't live in the victory community without recognizing the prophet. He made everybody always call me prophet.
Amen.
I guess he thought he was going to profit by that. I mean, he wouldn't let me leave that ground without making everybody come. I'm talking about Mr. Old Roberts up there,
right.
The wise guy. Yeah. Letting himself be wise and become a little fool. He's such a fool that he says that Jesus is a dog. Go to hell, sir! He said, your God is a dog. Well, the God that I serve, his name is Jesus the Christ. So he turned around and changes the name to Yahweh, Yahshua. Oh, you never heard anybody say Yahweh Janet. When they blaspheme the name of God, they say Jesus Christ. That's the name that Satan hates. That's the name above all names. That's the name of Jesus, not Yahweh. No, not Yahweh. Jesus, the name he's opened above every name, above Yahweh, above his word, Jesus, 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 all there, something about that name, hallelujah, Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue. Confess that Jesus is the Christ. Do you know him? Has he introduced himself to you? Who are you? I'm Jesus of Nazareth. Did he turn the light on one day? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Do you know him? Or do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ? Or do you love him? Oh, I spoke labor. Yeah, I got on WCKY. When I first put it on, I told you it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. Long time before I even got that. And then when I finally got it, that's what I had to pay. I didn't last long. I couldn't pay it. Please believe me. I couldn't pay it. I didn't have the money and no way to get it. You folks sit here in this luxurious, because we're a compound. We've compounded our interests. We've compounded our resources. What the hell's wrong with a compound? Why is it such a... What's wrong with a community? Common unity. Well, they sold their houses, gave up their money, laid at the apostles' feet, and they all had all things in common unity. Unity. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the common unity. out there, you big wise guys. You people trying to divert people away from the prophet.
Amen.
Draw them to yourself.
Yes.
Or say, don't these people have done that?
Amen.
You don't know they've done that?
Yes.
Turn people away from the prophet and draw them to themselves.
That's right.
Your scripture in the Bible about somebody doing that? Whenever you make a choice to move your own way, you want somebody to go with you, don't you? Want to see it your way.
Amen.
No?
Yes.
All I'm doing is showing God's people.
Right.
You should not turn anybody away from your brother or sister.
No.
From the man of God.
Amen.
From the way of life.
Yes.
You should be turning to it,
yes,
not away from it.
Glory.
I couldn't stay on WCK. I had to go off. It was a couple of years later, they called me because my broadcast started to grow from 15 minutes on WLAC, KXEL. We're back on KCL again after a while. They threw me off a while ago, but they finally give me a Sunday morning now. And I think if I convince them that I'll pay the bill, they'll give me more. See, that's what God's going to do with me. These stations are giving me a hard time now. I'll just call them and say, look, I'll give you so much money for it. and you know, a bird in the hand. And all the ones that have turned me down because they heard all about my escapades. And they ignored all the years that God performed a miracle.
Yes.
I told one of the other guys, I said, don't call me. He said, when you get out of the mess you're in, well, you'll put your bag. No, no, you ain't going to get no more money out of me. Don't call me. When you could use me for advantageous. You know what? When it's convenient to suit your taste, the prophet, the prophet, the prophet. But when the prophet starts to... Boy, have you folk profited because of the prophet. Beloved, I wish it was all there. Now, there's one thing we're still lacking around here, but I know what God's doing with that, too, and that's just healing. That bothers me so much. I know he settled the issue of how you're going to be saved.
Yes.
You bunch of wicked, sinful people.
Yes. Yes.
You are one that God wants to know you're saved.
Yes.
And stay from your sin.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and you're saved by grace through faith. No other way. That's it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
we have
a victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we learn to have to agree. Who can tell what God will do?
Saved by grace through faith. And that is not of yourself. That is a gift from God. So stir up that gift of God that's within you. And fight the fight of faith. And lay hold to each other's life. And let no man steal your crown. Not even your old man. Your old man. You'll be created in righteousness and true holiness. A new creation. If any man be in Christ, by faith, he is a new creation. He makes all things new. So, how about being renewed in the spirit of your mind? I sat down in my house for 2 hours this morning. I wanted to know what am I going to preach. No idea. Was had to look in the well. Here I am. I think I hope I start to preach. I'll probably close with it. Boy, are you folk ever going to get on the right side of this thing? Do we always have to walk contrary to God's will? That carnal mind now. I'm talking about yours.
Yes.
Talking about yours.
Amen.
You, some of these folks are talking about me. Yeah, talking about you. Huh? I can get more active if I want to. Yeah, I can look everyone straight in the face. I don't believe that. See, the Word of God is a discerner of the and the.
Amen.
Where is that word?
Amen.
I'm not camouflaging it.
Glory.
So don't deceive yourself to think you can have stuff go through your mind and I don't know. Or it come out of your heart. Or it won't be long a little word to come out of your mouth. And it'll betray you.
Amen.
Your speech will betray you.
Yeah.
It'll let you know whether you're on God's side.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Satan's side.
Yeah.
I don't know the man. Before Peter said that, he denied him before that.
Yeah.
Woman said to him, "You're one of them."
Yeah.
He said, "No, I'm not." He said, "But your speech betrays you."
Yeah.
He's getting ready to betray the Lord, ain't he?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. He denied the Lord 3 times. First time was sort of clandestine. Second time, the little maid walked up and says, you're one of them. He said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Sir, your speech."
That's right.
Amen.
Why are you doing that again?
Amen.
Why the hell are you sitting there defying me on that scripture? It's right there. All you got to do is read it.
Yes.
His speech did betray him.
Yes.
When he denied the Lord.
Yes.
No, it didn't. He wept. Bitterly, then.
Yeah.
He would identify that he was one of them.
Amen.
Because his speech, he talked like Jesus.
Yeah.
Your speech, you're one of them. No, I do not. No. You're one. Your speech, man. Hey, you folk coming out here, your speech betrayed you.
Yeah.
You're speaking right now, you know.
Yeah.
David? Not here. Oh. James?
Lord.
James!
Never a man speak like this. That's
man. See, my speech betrayed me.
Yeah.
I've been with James.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't talk like that. He did. So you're in a different book than I am. WCKY. He had a fellow over Mount Pleasant. He says, "Well, I went to your website and I saw you back on WCKY. So I'm glad you're back on the radio." I said, "What the hell are you? Why don't you listen to me now?" Well, I get 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, that I can't guarantee I'm going to be there. They're giving me free gratis for 4 months. I'm amazed every day I hear. So I heard you on 1530, and I don't pay him a dime. They won't even let me pay him a dime. They won't even let me sign a contract. I offered them 3 months cash. They said, "No, because they're in bankruptcy." And yet, in order to keep the station on the air, they got to keep something going, and they keep me on the air. What? All you do is talk about yourself. So you think I'm... Would you shut up? You think this kind of preaching will keep it on the air?
No.
Well, you damn fool. This is not a work of a man. Seems like I do so many things to make people just find fault with me and criticize me, and then God keeps running. This is the work of God. Are you fully persuaded? Knowing the terror of the Lord, can I persuade you? Get sober, get serious. The day of judgment is right at us. We're right already in it. We're being judged now. May God judge me faithful today, full of faith. Well, if the man can go to the internet, he didn't have to go to WCK.
Right, exactly. Amen. Amen.
Well, you click on the website, push it a bunch of clicks, and you can hear it right there.
Hallelujah.
I can't believe you people look at me like that.
Hallelujah.
You just search in your website, www. Just search for the overcomer.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all. And that will come. And just go down the page and, and it's just click to listen.
Glory.
And you go click, click. It'll do it on your phone. Yeah. So why would you have to get up at 1 o'clock and hear me on WCKY when all you got to do is open your little telephone and go click, click? I get so angry at the way people do things. They'll call me. If you listen to me, clearly I tell them what to do when they call. And I said, now I'm not going to answer the phone. It's an answering machine. After my greeting, and my greeting is simply telling them where they can hear me on the telephone. Nobody will go back there.
(843) 701-5053
When you dial that number, you say, hey, this is Brother Stair. Here's a phone number where you can hear us on the telephone. And I get three of them on the website. One is for here. One is for the one company that sort of cuts people off. And the other for Europe. Look at these. Look at your face. I don't get instruction too well. Is that it? Then I'll say, now you may speak. And you'll be surprised how many folks do go through all of that. And when it gets to speak, they just, hello, hello, hello. Are you there? And then they just hang up. Instead of just thinking. Hello, hello, hello. Why did you answer the phone? All you got to do is listen to me and I'm answering. Any question you got? Can I tell you a story about that? Are you sure? I was up in... Brother Reed came from. Sister, God damn these folks, they don't remember me telling that story. I'm going to give up on them, son. To tell them. They want to be willing and ignorant. They don't want to lay nothing to heart. They want to. Remember you not, Jesus said to his followers? Yes. Oh, do you remember I told you these things?
Amen.
For over 40 years I've told you people are going to go through tribulation.
Amen.
Now we are in tribulation.
Amen.
We're not through it, we're in it.
Amen.
And when you're in tribulation, oh, Solomon said,
yes.
And you turn your face to the wall and you cry, we're in tribulation, Lord.
Yeah.
then hear from heaven. And if my people do that, God said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! You will weep.
Amen.
You will cry.
Yes,
so I got back on the, and they're still playing these people.
You,
I told you it cost 8 to 10,000 per month. At the end of the year, we stopped. Because at that time, does anybody, why did I stop? First of all, I wasn't sure I had the money. Because I never go on any station without paying for it in full for whatever time period I agreed to. I just took on 3 last week, and I paid them up until next April. Jesus just took you on a few years ago, and he paid you for eternity. He paid it in advance. Jesus paid it. He turned you over to the Holy Ghost, and he said, now you take him till I come, and if they run up a bill, I'll take care of that when I go. The seven of the bill, he said.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Long ago. Long ago. All the old account was settled. Long ago. Forgiveness, people. I can't believe they just give themselves over to this. How do you help them? How many times have I asked you that question this morning? How do you help them? How do you help them? What do I do? Shut up. I wish I could. I really wish I could. And they know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who told me he went to my website and saw we're on WCK. Well, we still are.
Right.
Because I don't know if they do it every night, but I happen to know that almost every night I get a call from somebody.
Right.
I'm getting calls from people who didn't even know that WCKY existed.
Right.
And they say, well, we heard you the other night on WCKY. I go, what? I'm not supposed to be on there. It doesn't move you, does it? The amazing work of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't seem amazing. I stand amazed. I can't even sit down long enough for that. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. And I wonder every hour how he has loved me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous. You can't do any better than that, Mark.
Hey, what do you want me to do? Why are you looking at me like that?
And folks get mad at me because I question. Come on, the man lives over in Mount Pleasant. He can drive over here. That's not any further than Sister Burgess' job. Freeway almost all the way.
Amen.
I'm not as sure if you ever sent an offering. You should send me nice words. Glad to hear you back on the air. I never went off the air. I never went off the air.
Amen.
I never went off the air. Even while I was in jail, I was still on the air. Had a lot of air, didn't I? Now, you see, I got to be careful because I don't want to boast or brag, but what a remarkable thing. I'm still here. I don't want to be here, I can tell you that. I want to go there. So call my number, Lord. Just call my name. I am in a strife between two. I really am. Have a desire to depart and be with the Lord. For me to live in Christ, but to depart, I'll gain him. As long as I stay here, I have to deal with the fact of maybe losing him. Or him. I know he won't lose me, but I might lose him. I might lose the way. And if you lose the way, you lose him. Isn't it just something? You folks won't budge, will you? I can't believe you folks sit there just so complacent. Well, I don't believe putting on. Hey, people, I've told you all along, I'm a firm believer in putting on. Put on Christ. But to do that, you've got to put off. He's not going to cover the old man. He's going to eradicate him. He's going to let him be crucified. Have you got it? Isn't this all you intelligent people, and that kind of word just confuses you? What does that mean? Greg Mack. I told him, I said, he wants to write an article for the New York Times. New York Times? Never heard of the New York Times. I showed you sometime how to Wall Street Journal. I showed you how the three networks sent their men here. Why here? I showed you how BBC sent their leading man from all the way from England. Came right up and I talked to him right in the radio room. A Roman Catholic told me what that. Look at these people. You're not impressed at all, are you? It seems like no matter what God does, doesn't impress us. How about his long suffering? I said, you count the long suffering. What does that mean, count? Count how many times? How many times in one day has God been long suffering with you? Come on, start counting, Ron. How many times right here this morning has God been so? Why is he long suffering? Because he's not willing that you perish. That's why. I'm enjoying the sufferings of Christ. I'm looking at your faith because God's not willing. He let me know. He didn't want you to perish. So rescue the perishing. Worship, huh? That's the way we worship. That's what we do. Can I talk to somebody down there? He didn't ask to talk to me because a lot of these folk believe I'm not here. Just like some of you. You act like I'm not here. But I am here. And I tell you, I don't really want to be. So you got to fix it. I can't wait for it no more. You're turning me loose. I'm getting off these grounds. And that's what I'm looking for. For them to break this bondage and get me to Jerusalem. I have no idea how you're going to do it, but The Lord will make the way somehow. I've been beneath the cross I bow. So I say to my soul, take courage. And Lord, help me to sing that like I believe it. Not just because it sounds good. All you people that left me, I've been very faithful with you. Blaspheme me all you want to, you devils, because you're of your father the devil. God doesn't leave.
Amen.
He doesn't forsake.
Amen.
He doesn't seek his own. Jesus said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of my father who sent me. Hello? How come y'all don't know them scriptures? How come you don't know them scriptures? Love doesn't seek its own.
Amen.
No, it doesn't.
Amen.
No, it doesn't. Your own life, your own way, your own how you're going to live, what you're going to do.
Amen.
No, you lay down your life.
Hallelujah.
You get the kind of love you ought to get, you just lay it down.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
God.
Do it again. Well, you ain't doing it. Hey, folk, we're on the air. I got a microphone right in front of me. I tell you what you do. You pick up the phone and you call my number and tell me your name and tell me I'm not doing the will of God. Say it. Give me your name. I'll put it over the air. And all you folks sitting here, you got to get up. Come on down here. Let's talk. I see this microphone. If you're not going to do it openly, then shut your damn mouth. That's what God's going to do with that old devil. He's going to make that thing revealed. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, made known. You got that wickedness inside of you? Come on, let's make it known. It's very wicked, you know, to talk against your brother and sister. Or to judge them. Very wicked. Very wicked. Very, very wicked. Come on, you want to get judgment against your brother and sister? Come on, let's do it. Come on. Let's do right here where, because nothing, it's not been done in the corner, you know. You watch me put out men that I told you right away, I could tell how they were wicked. You watch me, I even tell you, when you see me start zeroing in on somebody, there's some wicked way in there. See, I zeroed on her. Now, see, did I zero in on you? What did I say? Forgot. I wouldn't forget now. She's sitting in the dining hall with me. I look over, I said, have you got any more money? Because when Craig died, they gave her $100,000, and they gave a little snot nose $10,000.
Right.
Oh, you know that, then you don't live around here. The $100,000 I wouldn't touch. And they can't touch it now either. But the $10,000, that we could touch. And you've been touching it, haven't you?
Sure.
How much you got left?
About 7.
That's pretty good.
Because
a lot of things you have to buy, you don't have to buy. So we provide it for you.
Amen.
Don't have to go shopping no more. No, this may not be with him now because you see him putting her on a spot. I don't understand what you're doing. But I'm sitting in the dining hall and I look over at her. I said, you got any more money? And she said, yeah, they just sent us $50,000 more. $50,000? I said, I don't want it. And she couldn't give it anyway. Because we're all waiting for probate. Don't you know we're all waiting for judgment day? Probate. Don't you know probate is settled by a judge? Tell you who gets what? Where go? Yeah, probate. Probate. We're all waiting for probate. Don't go up and say, give me that good that belongs to me. Because if God gives it to you now, he's wasted. Yeah. That's what I said. I said, when you get it, she told me. I said, why did you tell me? Tell me. Because it's nice for me to know so I can keep track of you.
Amen.
It's nice for me to know about you. So I can put a little tag on it. Put up a little red flag. I get your little red flag every time you get paid. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less.
Right.
Do I ever come back and ask you what you do with the rest?
No.
You know why?
You already know.
I already know. And if you ain't got enough?
Amen.
Boy, you people are stubborn. You really are. You're just flat out. You think I don't know what some of you folks do with your money? You think I haven't, well, how about holding back? Drawing back? Brother Brown. Also, thou son of man.
People are still talking against
also? What do you mean also? Well, are you reminding me that I'm the son of man? Also, son of man? Also, thou son of man. And then I turn around and try to remind you that you are sons of God. Also. 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 You might be rebellious and stiff-necked, hard-headed, but I'd like to remind you also, Christ is in you. You're in Christ also. Son of man, you're all sons of men. We're all, God picked this little place from a small farm. Call it what you will, compound. Also, hey, overcoming ministry. I'd like to remind you, you also, that you're overcomers. Also, we are more than conquerors. Not through our despair, but through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. It's amazing when you have scripture read and people know that it's talking about them. Because that's what the scriptures were written. They were written for your edification, for your understanding, for your enlightenment, so that you can become perfect in faith, in love, in truth. My God, they won't respond. They just won't do it. If we can't or won't do it as a whole, we can't do it at all.
Amen.
Sanctify that the day be one.
Hallelujah.
What are you here for? Your purpose? Your life? Your way?
No.
Your family?
No.
Your soul? You don't have one. Your soul belongs to him. There were one soul, one heart, one mind, one people, one name, one God, one Father of all. Hallelujah. His name is one. One. His name is one. 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 We're not black. not white. Come on, we're not New Zealand. We're not the enemy. We're the saints. One. Oh, yes, there's one. 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 His name is Jesus. One. 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 I got it. I got two people in out, and boy, they won't pull away from me. Every single day, Sister Lena writes. Every day. Every, sometimes twice a day. I got somebody somewhere all over the world. There's one there, one there, one there. You folk won't admit it, will you? All over the world. Hey, you worldly minded people, even over your worldly mind, the Spirit is moving. Even over your carnal mind, he'll overrule your carnal mind with his spiritual mind. Hallelujah. God, they don't understand. They don't understand this language, God. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides the one you got, you listen to, that we might inquire of him? What's wrong? I just quoted such a powerful verse. And you know, where's that? What are you talking about? But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord? Sister Burgess.
A prophet in South Carolina.
What? Is that here? Is that here?
Yeah.
Well, what drew you here? The words of the prophet.
Yeah.
The spirit of the prophet.
Yeah.
What will keep you here? Oh, so you think that was your doing, huh?
Oh, no.
But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord? That we may inquire of the Lord by him.
Amen.
He knows the mind of God. He knows God's purpose. Let's inquire of him. Wow. Now, if I wasn't up here, and the prophet of your choosing, you go along with that. But instead of going along with it, you're doing this. Is there not a prophet here?
My Lord.
Well, you were put in jail. I was still here.
Yeah.
When Jesus went to heaven, he sent his prophet here.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost. Still, he's still here. Send his word. Still there. Send his love. Still there. Oh, he's here. Hallelujah. Whatever I try to tell you people, that Jesus said this, it's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, then the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send unto you another comforter, the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
So when the prophet of God shows up, he's a prophet moving in the Spirit of truth.
Yeah.
So, of a truth God led me here. Of a truth God sustained me. Of a truth, God put me in a prison. Of a truth, God brought me out. Of a truth, no lie. Or you tell the people what you've done. My God, folks, I'd rather tell you what he done. What I've done ain't worth nothing. It's all in the trash can. Remember the day I used that particular scripture we walked to the gate. Yeah, a bunch of folk had left me.
Amen.
Why y'all get so quiet? They left me. And on Saturday they camped down here by the gate in this process. Big signs. That is protest. Duval's a little boy. Boy, he's just running a big old mouth. Pop and mom, boy, they run their big old mouth.
Amen.
It's a protest. Yeah, right there. Right down there.
Amen.
So one morning when I came over and saw over there, I read this scripture. Where God says to Jehoshaphat, no need to fight this battle. Just turn the battle to the gate. And march right out there and get out your weapons. And your weapons just...
Let yourselves stay still and see the salvation of the Lord.
He didn't remind you of that never long. He said, you have to fight this battle. Just stand still. Just stand. So I have to do all the stands. Yeah, we walked down. I took all the folks and said, let's go.
Amen.
We all marched right out of the tabernacle. We marched right down there. And we walked down the path. We started to sing, praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord,
his mercy endures forever.
You see what happened with all them protesters? But we obtained mercy. They never came back.
Thank you, Lord.
I even tell you, it's amazing. We don't have protesters now. Really? But the Muslims are nearby. The transgenders are everywhere. And everywhere they go, they protest. What? See, the government came and protested our lifestyle. They didn't find what they're looking for. So we're not against the government. We're not trying to start our own nation or start our own country or uphold our own race. No. All them things happen. Beautiful. They're happening for the fun of the gospel. There's no protesters here. No. I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. and protest. I'm not a protester. I'm a possessor. I'm not going to say constitutional right. We don't live by the Constitution. The Constitution's a piker compared to what God wants us to live by. Constitution says about their individual rights. We don't have individual rights. We're in Christ. We got one right. I'm not trying to be a Democrat or a false Christ. It's a shame that we people don't see this. What a delusion this nation has become. What our banking system, our retirement plans, our life insurance. How we fell prey to this. Public schools. Vaccinations. You go get a job, you have to do what they want you to do. And you did it. Will you join in the Air Force, sir?
Hello.
Old Terry said one day, I should tell you, they made a murderer out of you.
Oh, yeah.
They sent our boys over.
Yeah.
They're sending us troops down to the border.
Yeah.
And they're telling them, murder them.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Trump said that.
Yeah.
They killed them. Isn't that nice? Land of the free. Home of the brave. Stop it! How are you just about standing after a while? I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but that's the way it is. There ain't no way the protesters are going to mess up Mr. Trump. He'll out-protest them. He's right, you know. He can't be right. He's a lie. He not only lives a lie, tells a lie, speaks a lie, thinks a lie, he's a liar. I'm not against him, though, because that's full manifestation of the Antichrist. Sitting in the White House, no powerful man in the world. I only can save America. I'm going to save England. I'm going to save Iran. I'm going to save Jerusalem pretty soon. Yeah, he's going to choose him soon. He will.
Amen.
Hmm? Hmm? See, all the money of the Pope of Rome and all the money he has cannot overrule all the money of Saudi Arabia. So he's going to be accomplished. And when the conflict comes, we start singing, it is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. There'll be no more war. It is finished. It's the end of the conflict. It is finished. And why don't you call his name?
Jesus.
Why won't you call his name?
Jesus.
Lift up his name. Lift him up.
Jesus.
Why won't you call his name?
Jesus.
My God, folks, don't let nobody fool you. That microphone can pick up your name. You call him.
Amen.
Why don't you call his name?
Jesus.
All over the world.
The Spirit is moving all over the world. Christ comes in favor of me.
Hallelujah!
Deep down my heart, there's a mighty revelation from the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah!
As the waters come up the
sea. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elijah. Now remember, Elijah comes first. If I haven't done this 1,000 times, many widows, unto you is the prophet sent. Has to do with sin. That was Elijah. The second one was the leper. That was Elijah. Not Elijah. That was Elijah. Who wouldn't even show himself. Just go do what he told you to do. And then you'll see what he can do.
Amen.
My God, they don't get it, Lord. Elijah. Elijah. That's Jesus. He made an end of iniquity. And then one of his little servants wanted to get some credit for it. Went out and said, can I have some of that money you was going to pay to the prophet? Can I put on a little garment you was going to give them? Because Elijah told him, don't touch it. Touch not God's anointed. Don't touch the prophet. Not in the way you're doing it. You need to get where, if I can but touch him, I'll be made whole.
Amen.
like natural movies. Raging waves of the sea. You're not in New Zealand no more, brother. You're not a citizen of New Zealand. You're a citizen of heaven. So let's get into the embassy. Is there not a prophet? Did Elijah come? Now, I always wrestle with that because I know the story. God said to Elijah, what are you doing here? Now, that was after Elijah had come. So I said that, you're not even blank. For 3.5 years, they looked for Elijah. They couldn't find him. Even the prophet was looking for him. He couldn't find him. He needed him real bad because he was on the threat. And he was shocked one day out there, Ahab going one way and he going the other way looking for some water. I wish you folk would know the story. It'd be so pleasant to tell you something so I could remind you. But they forget. There has never been in your generation a more comprehensive understanding the plan, the purpose, the intent of God than you've heard from right here. I have declared unto you the whole. And I counsel you today to buy of me. Learn from me. Learn. Well, you such a simple man. Look how you act. I ain't acting. I've been redeemed. I'll quote it again and watch how you squirm. Watch how some of you guys squirm. And you think I don't know it. Sin has no dominion over me. The power of sin is death. And he paid the debt. So death cannot destroy me. For me to live is Christ. But to die means I got it. Glory! Better still, he got me. Wow! Wow! Is there a prophet? One day God said to Elijah, go show yourself. I wonder when God gave me the millions of dollars and told me to go show yourself. 32 shortwave transmitters every day for almost 2 years. Opened up World Harvest Radio. Now he shut me down. Why? Because the harvest is over. What we're doing now is gleaning the field. And you still don't go to the, but the lost sheep, gleaning. Amen. Gleaning the field. And you know it's kind of difficult to tell a sheep when it's lost if it's lost. But if I can get through to you lost sheep and maybe give you a little word of encouragement, I am so glad
Jesus found me. Jesus found me.
Jesus found me. Uh-oh, let's get it right now. I'm not so glad I found him.
No,
I'm glad he found me. I'm so glad he knows me. It ain't so much that I know him, he knows me. And because he knows me, I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded, trying my best every day to persuade myself, persuade you, knowing the care of the Lord, want to persuade you, want to persuade you. Glory! Oh, look what you've done. Look what you've done. Look what you're doing. Look how Satan snares us, getting us to do things. And then when you do it, it still won't work.
Hallelujah.
You think these people that we help, are they asking us for help because they believe we love them? We love them?
Hallelujah.
Or they ask because they love the money? Huh? Demands, demands, demands. Why don't you go somewhere else? You don't like me when I talk like, do you? Let me finish the verses, then I'll let you go because I got an appointment here today. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that the president of the United States rent his clothes, he said to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Come now to me. Come on, Mr. President. You make a trip to Savannah. You make a trip down there to..." Yeah, he came to Columbia the other day. Trying to get the old folk down here not to vote for that black woman in Georgia. That's her, boy. The old black woman's showing them up. But she's nothing really wrong with it. Surely, because being black, she's just that she doesn't know God. And so she's just as much racist as he is.
Amen.
They're all playing the race card.
Yeah.
The first black woman government, or, why, isn't that something? Wouldn't that be an achievement? Huh? And Miss Aubrey Winfrey, she's been politicking for her. She said, "I don't belong to the Democrats. I don't belong to Republicans. I belong to the Independent Party. I'm independent. I make up my own mind." Yeah. Yes, sir. Her iniquity is really made her a billionaire.
Yeah.
Mm. She's not playing the race card, huh? Why, this little old black woman born in the... She wasn't even born in the South. Not Aubrey was. See, you folk don't even have the mentality. They all play the race card.
Amen.
There's a fight to get this human race human. Humanized. How about you? How do you treat each other around here? A black brother like a brother, or do you treat him like a black brother? Do I treat Timothy as my black son, or do I treat him as my son?
Amen.
And we've been through a lot of birth pains together, Brother Timothy. A lot of birth pains. A lot of heartache and pain. Misunderstanding. Come on now, Eunice, you're going to be 80 years old. Wise up. Pretty soon, right? When, tomorrow? Monday. Ah, Tuesday's a big day. Ah, everything's all zeroing on Tuesday now. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I repeat, this is every man that come close as to me, to be the man. And you'll be surprised when you see when Satan finally takes charge of that man. What are you going to do? You watch him take charge of him right here. See, we don't want to believe that, do we? We watch Satan take charge of that woman right there.
Amen.
Nothing but Satan. All it did was just expose it. We watch Satan take charge of some of you. Remember that when Satan entered into Judas, that wasn't the first time. When Jesus gave Judas the job of carrying the bag, Satan had him. The love of money took over. Yeah, Judas was in charge of the bag. So y'all be careful now if I give you in charge of the bag. Be careful. Because that love of money. And you be careful to getting all that money. You get all that money, you're about to move up here and live like this. Yeah. And you better live down your house, maybe buy another one. Buy a nicer one. And get your own little kitchen and cook your own kind of food. You never cooked Holy Ghost food before. Oh, Craig, well, tell me how you... That's much like you're cooking. Yeah, he would. Yes, he would. He said, I said, what did they talk about? I said, he's cooking. She likes to cook her way. I don't know how. I can see that. She cooks her way, boy. She won't even cook Japanese style. She said, with Chinese.
Amen.
Ain't that something? I really catch on, don't I? How's the coffee doing?
Doing good.
You know what that would be without, even without you? You ain't making a coffee. I said, you ain't making a coffee.
No.
You ain't even making your life. You seek your own life, you ain't gonna make it. Oh, they love me, Lord. Behold, I send an angel before you who is in the way. Yeah, in your way. So I get you out of your way into God's way. Oh, but boy, that's tough. And I think when he said, my way is right. And then you come back with a little old, well, what about you? What about me? What about me? But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides? Now what you have is 2 Kings with the ending of time. I spoke about it many times. It's not something that's going to take place. It's something that's taking place. Seal up, God said to Daniel, until the time of the end. Men will run to and fro. Knowledge will be increased. And because of their much knowledge, they'll be unable to come to the knowledge of the truth that this is the end of time. A planned trip to the Mars, a planet around the sun. They got plenty of money. Hallelujah. Now, what that scripture has to do with the four beasts, which is the four last government. Then he said the fourth beast, which is the last one. The one that's come in being now. The fourth beast. During the time of Belshazzar, when Daniel saw this vision, he said it was a vision of the night season. You know, it'd be nice to talk like this and see all you folk instantly recognize this, because we've done it before. Jesus told us there's a night coming. We're in the night. No light. No light in the world. And no light in most of the people. Darkness has covered the earth, and gross. Wasn't that gross? The light shines right here. Gross darkness. Don't you see that? Huh? My good friend said to me, are you ordering me to leave South Carolina? I said, what kind of question is that? I just want you off the land. I don't care where he goes. He'll get where he's going sooner or later.
Hallelujah.
There is a way. Seems all right. And then I really put you to the test. Let's see how much you're going to strengthen them.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I told you. If he'd have been back here this morning and you brought him, you've both been put out. And I've been very kind to you because they put you off the ground one day. And very kindly I let you come back. Are you okay? Do well.
Oh, bless him, bless him. Bless
you. Same with you.
Bless you.
And you.
Bless him.
Why, you all have charges against me? Who's to lay anything to the charge of God's elect? I'm enough of God's elect that I can say, you are the elect. And that really ought to humble you. Really ought to bring you on down. Why he should care for me. Behold, I show you a mystery. He cares for you. Look at that fellow right there. He'll sit right there and look at his fingers now and try to make you think he's wide awake. You wouldn't pay attention when I said it. And if I keep talking, you know what you're going to do? I went down to the dining hall after you all left this morning. Huh? Here he comes. Oh, no, it's all right. The only reason I let him get by with that is because of his simple mind. He doesn't think he offends me, so why should I be offended? Come on. But I didn't pat him on the butt. Get out of here. There's a purpose for everything under the sun. There's a purpose in you doing wrong. And you doing sinful things. And you doing wicked things. There's a purpose. And the person of God can save you from your sin. My God, some of you folks.
That's good news, prophet.
Why, God could have saved you in New Zealand, but he didn't. He didn't send you to New Zealand. He said, I'm bringing you over here so you can find out who you is. Come on, you get more light. He's starting to respond a little better now. Get more understanding? Good. The fourth piece. Belshazzar. Babylon. I heard this morning from Mr. Volker, I think his name was. He was the one that ruled the Federal Reserve. He's 91 years old now. And they had an interview the other day. He said, I've never pictured the mass confusion and derision that's in every part of our world. Then he told something. It caught my attention. Because the Federal Reserve, you know, was deliberately made under Roosevelt when he could confiscate your gold and put all your wealth in the banks. And so the Federal Reserve is actually almost as powerful as any other leader because they control the And once you were put in there, they couldn't put you out. Almost like the Supreme Court. But lately, these guys start to try to manipulate the Federal Reserve. In fact, if you listen all last week, you'll read how Mr. Trump is really mad because they're raising the rates. Now, the raising of the rates means that the smaller man can make more money. There's a time when you go to the bank and get a CD and get 10-15% interest. Who wants to put money in CDs today? You don't make nothing. I should do it. At high rates of interest. They did that to stimulate the economy. Put more money in people's hands. And then he said this. He said, I was utterly shocked when one day I was called to Mr. Reagan's White House. So he took me into a library where there was no cameras, no recorders. Words just don't do it, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
He said, Mr. Reagan didn't talk to me. Mr. Baker did, chief of staff. And here's what he told me. He said, the president commands you to stop raising the rates. Because it was not good for the economy. It went them down, see. Because the raising the rates means the common man can make money. The rich man loses. See, you don't understand that. I'm looking right you in the face. See, now they're raising the rates right now. And Mr. Trump is furious about it. Because when the rates are down, the common man don't make any money, but the rich man... What, that guy Bozo or Bezo made $74 million yesterday. What a corrupt society. That love of money. I knew that wouldn't reach you, but we're talking about how the Federal Reserve man said the president was never authorized to do that. They put the control of money in our hands, and the Federal Reserve reserved the currency that is strength behind all currencies.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
feel inflation or deflation? The love of money. Mr. Volker said I was surprised. He said, because under our little condition of the Federal Reserve, no one was allowed to do that. But now, see, this old president, he said he commanded me not to raise the rates anymore. Now we find Mr. Trump doing the very same thing. Hope they're having a visit with the Federal Reserve sometime this week. You still don't get it. I said 3 times. He don't want them to keep on raising the rates. He doesn't want the American people to make money and put it in the banks. He wants them to make money and spend it. And then the cost of living is so high, you can't make enough to spend and live. See? Then you focus it. That fourth beast. Now I'll tell you this much. I've told you before. We're waiting for the fifth thunder. Amen. You have to involve a world leader and the Pope. Because all the other ones involved the Pope and world leaders.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, you'll get, don't you know, Mr. Trump is fulfilling Bible prophecy? Absolutely. You don't know the devil knows about trumpets? You don't know he blows his trumpet too? What's wrong with you people? Why are you so dense? See, the devil don't like me talking like this, does he? To show my people their sin. What do you mean? Your sin's different than the world? Absolutely. Most of yours are spiritual sins. Spiritual wickedness. Physical ones. It has no dominion over you. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Can't get much higher than that, can you? But that spiritual wickedness gets up there and wants to go above God. So I'm looking forward to Mr. Trump and the Pope continue on with their move in Jerusalem. And the next target date would be Passover. Trying not to speculate. I'm trying to observe.
Amen.
Yeah, I observe you. I watch the way you react. I watch the way you talk.
Hallelujah.
And Satan entered into them. Right there. Right there. Just like right in it. Sit right there. Did you move yet? Have you all moved yet?
Hallelujah.
Move a little closer. Move on, brother, move on. The move is on. I love it. That's not the song I was talking about. Move on, brother. Move on, sister. This is the moving day.
All right.
Oh, move a little closer where the fire's burning. Move on, brother, move on. Move up, sister. Move up, brother. Move a little closer to the Lord. While tribulation brewing, trials on every side, move a little closer to the Lord. The move is on. Oh. Now, you see me turn away in disgust? Why? Because that is the one I just turned you away from and gave you the one to sing. Did I not do it? Right here? The move is on. Oh, Lord, the move is on. The move is long, my brother and sister, move on. Move a little closer. That's not the one you were singing. Oh, I get it. None of these things move me. Well, then God will move you. All I'm trying to do, my friends, is get you to understand how close this is. Speed of riddance. First of all, you've heard for years and years, that they will come from the north and the south. The east and the west. And they will sit down in all these nice homes. And those that lived in them and made them nice . Oh, you don't know the word, huh? Owner, the mocker. You ain't got a problem with that, do you? Well, but they cast your name out for evil. Yep. And when you heard that they cast me out, he gave them it. That will cast your name out for evil. For I only know one name that's being cast out around. And I even tell you, would you like to hear some of the things they say about me? People never met me, don't even know what happened. You ought to hear what they say. Sure, trying to figure out who they are. And they did this, and they did that, and they did this, and they did that. That's what they say about you. It makes me more mad what they say about you than what they say about me. Call you a bunch of idiots.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're not idiots, are you?
Thank you, Lord.
You know what an idiot is? He's ignorant and don't know it. You're not an idiot, are you?
Thank you.
You don't know everything and you know it. Oh, boy. I wish I could talk about this stuff the way I see it in my spirit. But
hallelujah.
I'm trying to get a little understanding. So we got to go through the rest of this year. And that's what I'm saying about Mike. See, Mike heard me say that some years ago. What did I say? No, I said that was 10 years ago, maybe. When I start to observe the feast day and begin to understand what they really meant. See, a lot of folks still get upset because I don't keep the features according to their little calendars. I do it by the witness of the Spirit. See, like, remember the Sabbath day. There's no place in the Bible. There's a big fight going on right now again. Of the Pope and even Mr. Trump trying to set up Sunday as a day of worship.
Amen.
He signed in a bill the other day. Certain Sunday is going to be set up as a day of worship. See, because they picked out that that's the Sabbath. Sunday's not the Sabbath.
Amen.
And neither is Friday or Saturday.
Amen.
Well, the Sabbath is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's our rest. You get in Him, then you keep the Sabbath. Wow, look at that, look at that. Jesus said He's the Lord of the Sabbath. Glory be to God. And you can take it with you in the prison house. In the honky tonk. He'll go right. He said, I'll never leave you. I'm going to give you some rest. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach the Sabbath day as a day of worship. You don't worship God by days and weeks and years. You worship God by the Spirit, for God's a Spirit. And they that worship Him must.
Proclaim it, prophet!
Why, it was a bunch of junk. A bunch of trash. You didn't know that Mr. Trump just the other day signed a bill? Made headlines. Had all the church preachers around him. Had a little old lady pray a prayer over him. National Day of Prayer. I've done my best to tell you how Mr. Trump, isn't that something? We got a first you have a president, and then Obama, and then right comes the trumpet.
Yeah.
And we just.
Right.
We just sort of. Right about Mr. Reagan. Well, he was a great communicator. What is Trump? Oh, we'll handle it. We'll negotiate. I'm going to go see Mr. Putin pretty soon again. Have another. Going to bring a little rocket man from over there, and we're going to have a little seance in the White House. The days of Babylon. We're in a Babylon, people.
Amen.
You don't know where to go, what to do. Ever learning.
Hallelujah.
That fourth beast. Diverse. Different. On another agenda. As we tramp down all opposition. It's in there. Read it. Read it. I give you something to read.
Hallelujah.
It is written.
Amen.
It is written. And when you see Jerusalem, you passed about with armies?
Yes.
Know you this, that these are the days of vengeance when all things
Hallelujah.
That were written shall be fulfilled.
Amen.
And the thing that's been written in every part of the book has to do with the ending of it.
Amen.
Christ was the end of the law. He's going to be the end of dying,
yes, Lord.
Sinning, hoping. Want to hope no more? We'll have it.
Yes.
when my soul is rested. No, well, you see, this is not theology. Theology appeals to the head.
Yes.
Truth resonates in the heart.
Yes.
And then what the heart man believes.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God. Shall we stand? Heavenly Father, this is another day that you have ordered. We're in days of confrontation. Satan, he's not going to use the old sinful people. He comes right in into the so-called people believing God, believing the Word of God. Satan's very smart. He knows what believing does. So he gets some to believe, and then God gets others to not believe. And then by the believing, he adds to the church. So help us, Lord, to believe. And not believe lies on each other, even though they might be true. Why would we want to believe a lie on our brother, sister? What advantage do we get out of that? I think I'd rather believe the truth. We are your people. The sheep of your pasture. Even though we're slain all the day long. So I pray this day you'll help us. We all say that, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And then when he tries to help us, we resist his help. And that's what the Holy Spirit is good for, to help us. That thy name be glorified. Hallelujah. In this final hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Off the radio. You have no right on our airwaves.